That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
It is indeed time for another Worry Week, and this week we're looking at sexual harassment. Language obviously plays a huge factor in this, so I decided to analyse Marama Davidson's recent calls for women to reclaim the C word. We're going to get right into it, but please be aware that this story contains expletives. At the beginning of August, Greens co-leader Marama Davidson made calls for women to reclaim a certain word. In many different public spaces, it's quite a common word. Yet a recent survey by the Broadcasting Standards Authority found that New Zealanders still believe it is the most offensive word that you can say. The word is cunt. Davidson was at an anti-racism rally in Aotea Square and talking about the intimidating language that she and other marginalised groups are met with when they're being threatened.
These people who try to shut us down and try to intimidate us and make us scared, they call us cunts. They call us women cunts.
Davidson's point here was that the word should not be used as abuse and that the word has to be disarmed. Currently, the word holds power in many ways that are particularly harmful to women. But Davidson thinks that women can change that.
Vaginas brought you all here. Call me that. I take that. I'm here for being a cunt.
There are some ways in which you could observe that the word already feels less degrading than it once did. As a young person, I know that often the word is used in a gentle and cheery way. For example, at my high school, if someone was cool, then they were a GC, which stands for good cunt. Perhaps there is a generational divide here. Many second wave feminists view the word as totally degrading, my mother, for example. But many third wave feminists see it as on the same plane as dick or dickhead. This might mean that the reclaiming has begun. Body positivity movements mean that plenty of third wave feminists are proud of their vaginas, and we'll talk about that. Davidson was referring to the level of empowerment that the word holds, and that feeling is clear here. Vaginas are normal, healthy, and something to be proud of, and we should love our anatomy and not be afraid to publicise that. I went down to the quad and asked some girls around campus about it. Had they reclaimed it? Or do they still acknowledge its problematic roots and steer clear?
I do use the word personally. I'm not necessarily proud of it. I have noticed that there is a bit of a difference in the use of the word in New Zealand and Australia, in like Australian and New Zealand comedy, compared to places like the UK, where I've personally noticed it's not used as much. I think it's a little bit, I think it's a lot more popular here.
Do you agree in that sense, the fact that it does exist in New Zealand a lot more, with Marama's calls for it to be disarmed as a negative thing, so that when we do use it in everyday life, it's safer, I guess?
I'm really not sure. At the end of the day, I think that everybody should be questioned for the words that they use, especially words like this one, where it is obviously, it is a negative word. It's not a nice word. I don't think that there is anything in there that women would gain something from claiming back.
Okay.
However, I do think that we should retain an open conversation about it and question, you know, question people as to their use of it, because people attach very different meanings to different words, and I feel like this word in particular is quite polarizing. And that's a good thing. That's what words are about.
So the first question is, do you use the word personally?
Sometimes, being honest, yeah, sometimes.
And do you agree with Marama that it should be disarmed and reclaimed by women?
I don't want to be like a hypocrite because I do say it, but like, I don't think it should be okay, you know? Because it's like, it's a strong word.
Yeah.
But I only say when I'm really angry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You need something to get your emotions out on. Okay, what about you? Do you use the word?
Not often. I try not to.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
And do you agree with Marama?
To be honest, I really don't mind.
Right.
Just as long as people aren't being offensive.
Yeah.
That's my main thing.
Do you use the word?
Very, very rarely. Only in, you know, really extreme angry circumstances.
When you're really angry. Okay. And do you think you would use it more, or do you agree with Marama's notion that it could become a positive word for women?
Yeah, well, I think it's already quite a desensitized word a lot. Like, most people I know already use it, and they quite sometimes, you know, GC, you know. So I think it already has a lot of positive connotations in some ways. But, Yeah, reclaiming it sexually for women or whatever, I think, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. I think I would use it more, but I think it'd be really hard to change
that wholly.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think you could ever really get rid of the connotation there.
Sure.
As we just heard, there has been a noticeable level of desensitization, but there is still an aversion to its inevitably degrading roots. Understandably so. I told a guy friend of mine that I wanted to do this story, and he reminded me that the word is quite possibly most commonly used in all-male sporting spaces, where casual sexual violence undertones all of the language. This in itself is an example of the rape culture that underpins everything we will be discussing this Worry Week about sexual harassment. And, if anything, the prevalence of this word in such toxic environments shows why it might be time for a deconstruction of it.
Worry Week on The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.